Rhubarb and choking Connor part six. But it doesn't alter the fact that in the past 10 months, the following buildings have also been declared hairy. The National Gallery, St. Paul's, Nelson's Column, the Windmill Theatre.
Please, silence, please.
Custard.
We must take action at once.
I agree.
Well said.
The Albert Hall is a dreadful sight. Hair is hanging down its back.
And nothing. Graham Sunderland's portrait of Sir Winston Churchill is completely hidden.
Thank heavens for that.
I have taken action. I'm commencing by having the Albert Hall's haircut with Mr. Crun supervising.
Yes, I'm going to give it a real military haircut.
Military? The Albert Hall is a civilian, sir.
What?
It's a civilian. Its hair should be parted in the middle, well greased and brushed down on either side.
No. That style is much too young for the Albert Hall.
Nonsense. I tell you, I've seen several brown hairs.
Silence! The Honorable Minister for War is trying to attract attention.
Yes, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've had a letter from Berlin I think you all should hear. Let's have it. Reads. Oh, no, that's not it. Dear England, as from midnight tonight, 1914, a state of war exists between us. Yours sincerely, Germany. Yes, I think that's right.
Yes. Now, about this hairstyle for the Albert Hall. How about a fringe?
No, nobody. It wouldn't be able to see where it was going. Did you say we were at war, young man?
Yes.
I'd better go and get the smalls in at once.
Better not let Anthony see you doing that.
Three weeks passed, and the House was informed of startling type news.
Honourable members.
What? Speak up.
Startling type news of the hairy situation. St. Paul's is going bald.
Terrible.
This is terrible. We can't have St. Paul's going around with a bald head.
I concur. The solution is obvious. It must be fitted with a wig.
Never. A wig on England's finest dome? No, sir, never. St. Paul's will have to wear a trilby, sir.
Of course, a hat. What size does it take?
104 3/8.
Big head.